Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was answering a question concerning why Baptists baptize the way they do, and why we rebaptize some people. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom finishes answering this question today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us of sin, didn't say big sin, didn't say a whole lot of sin, just said for the wages of sin is death. Oh, that is such grim news. However, that's only half of Romans 6:23. The second half says this, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now notice, didn't say, if you really work at it, you do the best you can, you go to a church, and you do a lot of these works that you can make. No, he says the gift, not what you earn, but what God gives, is eternal life. But that eternal life is only one way, through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, I know many politicians, others will tell you that there are many roads to heaven. That's a lie out of hell. Now, they don't know it's out of hell, but that's a lie out of hell. You see, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. You don't go to heaven but through Jesus Christ. There's not many roads to heaven. Acts 4:12 says, there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And you must be saved if you're going to go to heaven and escape the wages of your sin. It's a gift. But how do we come about that gift? Let's understand this. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sin. God does not overlook any one sin, any sin at all that any of us do. He doesn't overlook any of our sin. He punishes all of them, totally, in full. That's why hell is eternal. However, we find in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What you need to understand, John 1 says of Jesus Christ that he was in the world, and the world was made by him. He was the creator, and the world knew him not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verses 1 through 3. So he is the Word, he is the creator. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God was made flesh. Jesus Christ was God come into flesh. Yet Jesus said in John 4, verses 23 and 24, that God is a spirit. See, Jesus always existed in eternity past. From everlasting to everlasting, the Bible says, thou art God in Psalms chapter 90. But see, his spirit left heaven, entered Mary, and for the next 9 months, the Father formed his body inside of Mary, and he was born of the Virgin Mary with a human body, but without a human father, human blood, and even a human spirit, but all just like Adam was given to him by God. But he had to be a human in order to pay our penalty, and he had to be a sinless human, and he had to be a tried human. And so he was tried for 33 and a half years. He never sinned one time, not in word, not in deed, not in thought. He never sinned one time. He was holy, separate, the Son of God with power, the Bible tells us. And so this one came And it says that God so loved the world, you know the verse, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God gave his son because he loves you. Yet, every sin when he was on the cross was upon him. For there it said that he bare, 1 Peter 2:24, our sins in his own body on the tree. You remember when Jesus was persecuted, beaten? Yet it seems like many times that in his earthly life, that when he's in the wilderness or in the Garden of Gethsemane, angels came and ministered to him. But on the cross, he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So at that point, there would be no mercy. There'd be no grace. There'd be no ministering angels. Nothing for his human spirit. And the wrath of Almighty God's wrath was poured out upon his humanity. You see, the first 3 hours of the cross, man did what they could to the body of Christ to give us a picture of what our sin deserved. But it's the last 3 hours that men cannot make a picture. It was the spiritual suffering of Christ for your sin and mine. He died for us. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose up bodily, physically, from the grave. He ascended into heaven, and he said he's coming back again. He did this because he loves you. Now understand, he wanted you to be able to be saved from hell. He loves you. But if you never receive him in this life as your Lord and Savior, hell is your eternal destiny, and we're without excuse. However, men, Christians, have a job to spread that gospel to the world so that men can know how to be saved. How shall they believe if they do not hear? Romans chapter 10 says. So my friend, realize that you're a sinner. You cannot save yourself. You cannot take your sin away. You cannot bear the penalty of your sin. You see, to be able to pay for your sin instead of having Christ do it, you've got to be able to die, have the full wrath of God poured out upon you, be buried, and 3 days later, by yourself, physically, raise yourself from the dead, and then make your body eternal and ascend into heaven. If you can't do that, you need a Savior just like I did. Now, do I sin? Oh, I still sin. I still have the old nature. God doesn't take that old nature from you until you get to heaven. But he puts a new nature within you, a new life of his Holy Spirit when you receive him as Savior and Lord. So he says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now understand, you're believing that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. You're believing that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. You believe that he was not only God in the flesh, he paid the penalty for your sin, but you're willing to trust him with your life. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. It's more than just believing a fact. I might believe that eating all fattening foods, not exercising, and not bathing, I may believe that's unhealthy and not good for me. But if I don't bathe, I don't eat right, I don't exercise, that means I only believe the fact, but it's not faith. It's only faith when I act on the fact that I know. It's not just saying, oh, I believe Jesus died for me and rose from the dead. It's willing to give him your life. The Bible uses two illustrations. One as father. Son is to be submitted to their parents, to obey them. The other is as husband and wife. He's the husband. He's the head. We are to be submitted unto him. So my friend, when you're coming to Jesus Christ, you're coming to him as your God and Savior, as your Lord. Believing that he died for you, paid your penalty, and literally, physically rose from the dead, and he's coming again. And you're trusting him and him alone with your life. His promise is, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. His promise is, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. Won't you do that? Just bow your head right now, right where you are, and call upon him to save you. Now, I'm going to pray some words here in a moment. The words that I pray would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you're ready right now to receive Christ as your Savior, would you pray this prayer with me? Dear God, oh, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now, this moment, invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We'd like to hear from you. Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our website through which you can email us. And you can go on our website and you can learn how to grow in your new Christian life. I've got a booklet on there called Building Blocks, and that would be a great help for your new Christian life. And then as far as being in the local church, we have one called Local Church Fellowship, and I think that that would also be a good booklet for each of you to get into, whether you've been just saved or saved for many years, Local Church Fellowship. Both of those are on our website. They're free to open up, look, download, what have you. Now, again, we've spent this last question on baptizing. And if you were saved but never baptized by immersion, let me encourage you to find a good, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church near you and let the pastor know what you've done today and that you've already been saved but you need to be baptized. And I tell you what, they'll come, they'll talk to you, and they'll follow up with that. Also now, this concludes our question-answer period for 2014. If you have a Bible question, you write us. We will try to answer you as soon as we can, and then we'll save the questions and answers. And although we will not use your names, you know I did not use any names in this question-answer period. Now, you may have said, I've talked to somebody. I wonder if it was them. Probably not. But as you know, we answer these every year around December. We start answering all these questions. We'd like to answer your questions. So if you have a Bible question, write us. We would love to answer that on the air because the question you have may be the same question many others have. And so in answering that question, we're settling a question and something in someone's heart and mind for many people. And God can use you to help others come to an understanding that he brings you to as well. Thank you for listening. Please ask your friends to listen to The Lamp and Light because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.